Livewire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for Livewire, and I'm joined by musician, singer, songwriter, and producer Barry Blue.
Hello, Ling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to the show, Barry.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm a huge fan of yours. And the song that you recorded in 1973, Dancing on a Saturday Night, the tune is always playing in my head.
It's one of those songs. It's a catchy little song, isn't it? Dancing on a Saturday Night was a very, very big single. Yes, it was a big hit all over the world.
You wrote a song with Lindsay Depaul.
I did, yes. Lindsay and I were songwriters, and we both started out at the same time in the 70s. About 71, we met. And, we became songwriters together, and we'd written quite a few hits over the years. Sugar Me was one of the songs we wrote, which was a big hit for her as well.
Since then, you are more or less retired from performing as an artist. Then you turned to producing and songwriting for several decades. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I wouldn't say I retired from singing. It was more that I needed to sing because the songs I was writing at the time were not being recorded by other artists. And so both myself and Lindsay Depaul decided we're going to put them out ourselves and become artists, which is what we did. And we both had very successful careers. And then because I produced all my records and co-wrote them, I then carried on producing for other people as well, including the band Heatwave, who you may know of, with Boogie Nights.
Yes, I love the music. Now, about you, where were you born, Barry?
I was born in London. I was in the heart of London. So I'm a London born and bred. I've lived here all my life.
Do your career sort of have taken you all over the world, exposing to music in the world stage, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I've performed. When I was singing, I was performing all over the world.
You have a very impressive career, Barry. I'm so admiring of what you do. And also the artists that you have produced music for. I love them all. I mean, I name a few global stars right here. Celine Dion, Diana Ross, Andrea Bocelli, Philip Bailey, and go on to say Brotherhood of Man. I remember they won the Eurovision song. Was it Save Your Kisses for Me?
Yes. In fact, I'd written a song prior to that. The single before that was called Kiss Me, Kiss Your Baby, and it was one of my songs. And I have to say, I did help them in Europe because it became a massive hit in Europe. It wasn't a hit in the UK. It wasn't a hit in the home country, but it was a massive hit all over Europe. And so when they performed Save Your Kisses for Me on the Eurovision, most of the European countries knew who they were. So I think it helped that record as well.
Absolutely. You began singing, was it in a talent competition when you're just a teenage boy?
Yes, that's right.
And then you were discovered by, was it Tim Rice?
Yes.
Producer?
Yes, I was doing a TV show called Stubby K's Silver Star Show. I remember it very well. And I was 14 to 15 years old. I was playing and singing. And one day we got a call from a producer called Norrie Paramore, who you wouldn't know, but he did produce all the Cliff records, Cliff Richard records, and the Shadows. And he said, to my mother, "I really like your son's voice, and I like some of the songs he's singing. Would he be able to come to my studio and do some demos?" And of course, I went along with my guitar. And he said to me, "We're going to put you in the studio with my assistant, who is going to record these songs. His name is Tim Rice. I hope you two get along." And yes, it was Sir Tim now, but Tim Rice did my very first demo recordings back in a long time ago.
Since your so memorable Top of the Pop days, the girls were very, very much sort of in love with your style of singing. when did you realize that, you know, you can write music and produce music? Did you have that in you from the very beginning, but you became a singer first and then decided that writing songs is something that you love more?
Well, I actually started out writing. I started writing songs when I was quite young, about 7 years old. I used to listen to the radio and play along with my guitar and think, I can make a melody like that. So I always have I always had the ability to kind of, if you like, copy a style of songwriting that was on the radio. And so that was my first love. And as I say, I became a singer by default, really, because no other artists were really interested in recording my songs at the time. So I thought I'd sing them myself. And I did.
And then you started writing songs for a whole list of global stars. Did it happen that way, or you were asked to write songs for them?
Well, the thing is, because of my success as a singer and because of the fact that I produced all those records as well, I was asked to produce a number of acts. Producing is like directing a film. It's like you're in the background, but you make sure that the record is what, you know, what people want. So I was asked to produce Heatwave, and then I was asked to use Bananarama and acts, you know, from the 80s went on to have big hits. So I was very fortunate that people liked my songs and they liked my productions.
Of course. This is a credit to you.
You know, on this new EP, which I'm releasing, which is now out, called Boy in the Moon, and on the album, which is going to be out in the autumn, called Songs from the Heart Book, what I hope to do is to go out performing again with a small group of musicians that I've grown up with over the last 30 or 40 years.
It's nice to see you back on stage. Will you be having some dates around the UK?
Oh, yes. I'm hoping to have... We're kind of choosing the kind of material that we're going to perform, because there's lots of stories I want to tell. There's lots of little ideas and vignettes of jokes and things that have happened in my career. There's lots of records that I've produced that have been big hits for other artists, so we'll probably incorporate those in our stage performance and do them in a small, intimate way. So, yes, we're going to do, hopefully, a tour, you know, from the north of Britain right down to Cornwall.
That's absolutely wonderful. We're so much looking forward to that. What about touring around the world besides the UK tours?
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll start with the UK. We'll see how it develops. You know, it will be a very intimate kind of thing with the audience, and I'm sure I'll get some good feedback. Well, I'm hoping I'll get some good feedback. Let me put it like that. And then we'll see what happens worldwide.
And looking at your new EP album, that contains four tracks: Escaping, A Loss for Words, Boy in the Moon, and Delicate Beauty, a romantic, emotional songs. Are they reflecting yourself, Barry?
Oh, yes. They are a reflection of what's happened in my life. They're songs that are very dear to me, that are very personal to me. I'm very passionate about the EP. It was not put out for any other reason that I just wanted people to hear, what these songs mean to me, effectively, and hopefully they embrace them. But they're all very personal, yes, they are.
So have you had a life that has been sort of, like most people, ups and downs?
Of course, we all have a life like that. And I've had a successful career in music. I've had a personal life which has had ups and downs, like everyone else's. Mm. And all my songs and everything that I'm going to sing about on my album reflects those times of trouble and despair, of joy and of happiness. So there will be something that people will, I don't know, they'll probably react to them. I'm hoping they'll react to certain songs, and it will remind them of certain times in their life, whether they be good or bad.
It's like therapy, isn't it? When people hear it, it may relate to their personal life as well. It's telling the world what you have been through, like everybody else, every day in our life. Do you find that writing these songs have helped you to cope what has happened to you in the past?
You know, that's a very interesting question, Ling, because it's exactly what I'm trying to portray. These songs are musical therapy for me. Every time I write a song, it's 3 minutes of my life. It's a 3-minute song about my life, I should say. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to encapsulate what's happened. With Boy in the Moon, it was a song because My father had passed away many years, I think he was I was three when he passed away. But I always felt him around me, and I still do. Mm. And Boy in the Moon, as a song, is a reflection of that. And I call it my guardian angel song. And it's about, it's a reminder that there's always someone watching over you in times of trouble or despair. And it's a very personal song, and hopefully, you know, people will appreciate it.
Are you still adding more songs to your new album?
Yes, the album will be out in the autumn. I'm currently recording two or three more tunes. Again, they're all very special to me, and I'm hoping that will be a complete picture of my life thus far.
Musically, you want to tell people about the life's ups and downs that you have experienced. Mm-hmm. Do you have any intention of writing a book as well?
Well, I'm doing a number of posts online, and when I do a post online, I always put a story. They're all stories of things that have happened to me. And funny you should mention that, because a number of people have said to me, there's your autobiography there straight away. You've actually done it online. No one's seen it, but it's actually there. Mm. And so maybe that would develop into a book. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
What is your website, Barry?
My website is www.barryblue.co.uk, and everything's on there.
Well, I need to ask you to choose a song to play on this interview. They're all meaningful to you. Which one in particular you want me to play?
From the EP?
Yes.
From my new EP? I think Boy in the Moon, because we've just talked about it, and maybe people can listen to it and understand what I'm reflecting on.
Thank you so much, and so lovely having you on the show.
Thank you, Ling. I appreciate talking to you. It's been very nice.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Read my lips of the night. Did you know I decide? Smiling down, there's a boy in the moon. And he calls to the stars, and he knows where you are. If you're lost or feeling blue, in a soul lives a child afraid of the dark. Fears the great unknown when we're all alone. Just believe in tomorrow, if only you dare, and you'll find that someone is there. I'm saying, he's reaching you, he's reaching me. Through your window on the world, he will shine a light. He's right beside you, can't you see? Makes the shadows disappear from your lonely room. There's a boy in the moon, yeah. Talking to the father and son, knowing all the children to come. Still can wish to the boy in the moon. If ever the story should end, it'll be a sad day, my friend. Just imagine, no dreams coming true. Down to earth, there's no wonder or fantasy left. Nothing for wide-eyed looks from your picture books. Keep a hold of the magic that innocence brings, 'cause you know we all need more of these things. I'm saying, he's reaching you, he's reaching me. Shine a light. Oh, he's right beside you, can't you see? He makes the shadows disappear from your lonely room. shining. Keep believing there's a boy in the moon. Yeah.
Livewire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit steveosborne.info.